1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another protest encampment's been cleared at a U.S. college, this one at the University of Southern California. The campus remains closed. Police surrounded the encampment and told the occupants to leave. They did. No arrests were made. Nicholas Correll's a USC student.
The campus has really been on edge for the last couple of days, especially with an email that was sent out by President Carol Folt last night expressing that the university was committed to holding commencement, that while it supported free speech, it also had limits.
These demonstrations continue in protest of Israel's fighting in Gaza. Hopes for a ceasefire could be dimming. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not accept a deal that mandates a long-term ceasefire. Heavy rain and swollen rivers creating dangerous flash flooding in eastern Texas. Officials in Harris County say first responders rescued 224 residents and 153 pets. And Interstate 95 in Connecticut's reopened after Thursday's fuel tanker fire. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. May Day is an important day for the labor movement. This year, worker advocates are calling for fixing systemic problems with Social Security. Here's Mike Moan.
The American Federation of Government Employees is co-leading demonstrations around the state, with attendees calling on Congress to fully fund a Social Security. President for Council 220, Jessica LaPointe, says the problems run deep right now, with chronic underfunding resulting in staffing woes at field offices. Not only are staffers dealing with added stress, but beneficiaries also are feeling the impact.
Service delays are far and wide, and it could take, you know, more than 4 months to start your retirement benefits up.
Beyond helping with administrative costs, demonstrators want federal lawmakers to come up with long-term funding solutions amid predictions the program won't be able to provide full benefits a decade from now. Some Republicans have routinely floated cuts, but advocates say any future shortfalls should be covered by higher earners. Supporters of that idea recommend adjusting the cap on Social Security taxes. The Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans is also out at these rallies, and Executive Director Alex Brower says retirees on fixed incomes deserve full and expanded benefits for dedicating their working lives to propping up the economy.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people, and so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
He says May Day observances, which often center around worker solidarity, are a good way to tell policymakers that the working class shouldn't fall into poverty when they retire. Similar rallies are scheduled throughout the month. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cubs had a 5-0 lead, but Milwaukee came back scoring 4 in the 7th, another run in the 8th. The Cubs come out on top with a 6-5 win in front of over 40,000 at sold-out Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell asked, what's it been like facing his former team, the Brewers?
There are people there that I have really good relationships with. And look, you miss people for sure. I mean, I miss people over there, absolutely. You know, when you see people that you've spent a lot of time with and you miss them, like, yeah, absolutely. That's what kind of brings the emotion to it.
Pat Murphy was Council's coach in college, then his bench coach, before taking over as the Brewers manager.
Big series like this, whether some of it is blown out of proportion or not, doesn't matter. I think it's great. You know, it's great for young players like we have. I mean, what an awesome thing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today, a few high clouds and upper 60s, a light and variable wind. Overnight, mostly clear and mid-40s. On Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. By Tuesday, a chance of showers, some thunderstorms around as well, especially late in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 55.
Mino and the Mayor.
I went for a walk yesterday, and I walked past the car, Jim's car, and I saw the light blink in the red light. So I come in here, I said, Jim, your meter's expired. He goes, no, it's not. I put in a bunch of money. I said, ah, Jim, I think it's pretty sure it's your car. So he goes there, he goes, ah, I put it in the wrong meter.
So the guy next to me got free parking.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Every movie composer wants to win an award. There's only one to go around, at least for the song and another one for the score. So what do? Do the best you can. Sometimes that's not enough. One of the easy ones was 1939. Wizard of Oz. Well, that was a shoe-in. Funny thing is, though, it hardly made it into the movie. They were going to cut it. That song. Stays. Can you imagine cutting Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Some of the other songs that year, lots of luck to win against that. Gulliver's Travels, good picture. Ranger Leo Robin wrote Faithful Forever. And Buddy De Silva wrote Wishing for Love Affair. Poured my heart into a song for Second Fiddle, Lost. Mm-hmm. is the music of the stars. From Radio Park, Racine, WRJN. Central. Let's go right to the winner.
Trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
You dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where
oh.
Star is Born, 1954. Warner Brothers. '54, the best ever. James Mason, Judy Garland.
A star is born, and in its splendor and deep emotional fire, in its shining beauty and wonderful heart, a new era in motion picture achievement is also born. You'll see it in the richness and magnificence so lavishly poured into every scene. You'll feel it in the countless moments of deep human understanding. You'll hear it in the rousing tempo of its great music. And you'll know it when you experience the joy and jubilation of Judy Garland as the star. And you'll never forget James Mason as Norman Maine, clinging desperately to the only real love he'd ever known. There's Jack Carson, Charles Bickford, all bringing inspired life to a story that only life itself could have inspired.
You don't know what it's like to see somebody you love crumble away in front of your eyes bit by bit, day by day. I hate myself because I failed to.
You got it, just like you dreamed it.
Oh, no. I've got more. So much more.
It's a new world I see. A new world for me.
This is the story of a little girl searching, searching, searching. For she knows somewhere is a someone who's a someone for her. This is a story.
You want to have bells that'll ring. You want to have songs that'll sing. You want your sky of baby blue. You got to have me go with you.
For it started many years ago.
Star is Born, the best ever, 1954. 70 years ago. It's quite a story behind this movie. It's been chopped and edited. There's footage missing. It's been re-edited, and it's been put together with almost every scene. All the sound is there. Some of the scenes are missing. They used a still photo. When Judy was 28, the year 1950, she fell victim to her own bad habits and the pressures of the industry. So this was really a comeback for Judy Garland. starts to finish. And now, with pictures that are 3.5 hours long and more, this was considered too long. 181 minutes. Studio politics, you know. But even when it was cut up, theater owners said, I can't have the turnover. We're not making any money. Warner Brothers said, you got it. But it's all back together now, restored. It was 1983 when a guy named Ron Haver went into the Warner vaults and he found the lost footage. If you haven't seen A Star Is Born, the good one, 1954. If you haven't seen it lately, you haven't seen it. Music of the Stars. I thought I would honor this picture now in its anniversary year. Gershwin wrote this. Harold Arlen.
Spot this, not so hot this. Hey there, shy one, come be my one. Please don't rush off, want no brush off. I can't compel you to buy what I'd sell you, but I'd like to tell you like so. You wanna have bells that'll ring, you wanna have songs that'll sing. You want your sky of baby blue, you gotta have me go with you.
Hey, you fooled you, why so cool you? When I'm ready to go steady.
You wanna have eyes that'll shine, you wanna have grapes on the vine. You want a love that's truly true, you gotta have me go with you.
You gotta have me.
Why the hold out, have you sold out? Sold out, time you woke up, time you spoke up, this line I'm handing you.
lodging.
New here?
Yes.
Just a moment. Okay, your name is Vicki Lester.
Huh?
Your name is Vicki Lester. Vicki Lester. V-I-C-K-I-L-E-S-T-E-R. Get it? Move on, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Vicki Lester. Vicki Lester.
Correct, Miss
Blodgett, Esther Blodgett.
You must have been born with that name. You couldn't have made it up.
I was born with it.
Excuse me. You wouldn't make up a name like that, would you?
I was wearing lipstick.
To mark the occasion when Esther Blodgett.
Oh.
Yeah. Saved Norman Maine from making even more of a fool of himself than usual. I thank you. My studio thanks you. All the legions and codes that watch over our industry will be equally pleased, I'm sure. Take supper with me.
Oh, well, I...
At his best.
I'm a guy who lost a bet and my dignity.
This song, I think, should have won the Oscar. It didn't. Three Coins in the Fountain did. Judge for yourself. Leads the orchestra. The Warner's Orchestra. Ira Gershwin, Harold Arlen. Thank you.
thanks for joining me for TCM's 31 Days of Oscar Celebration. I'm Alicia Malone. Today we're exploring the Best Actress category with a selection of performances that earned an Academy Award win or nomination. And our next film gave Judy Garland her first Oscar nomination. From 1954, directed by George Cukor, it's A Star is Born. Judy Garland had already played the role of Esther Blodgett, the aspiring actress who becomes a star, in a Lux Radio Theatre production from 1942. But it was her dream to bring the story back to the big screen, remaking the 1937 film. She'd suggested this to MGM Studios, though they weren't interested. But then, in the early 1950s, Garland was no longer with MGM, and she mentioned her dream to her husband, the producer Sid Luft. Luft liked the idea and started down a long road to secure the rights, also setting up a production company to produce the film, Transcona Enterprises, and negotiating a deal with Warner Brothers. Jack Warner was very excited to have Judy Garland at his studio, and for Garland, this was a chance to prove herself once again. She'd been struggling with personal and health issues, all of which were well publicized, and as she said, she knew that this film, quote, had to be the greatest.
The stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call, the writing's on the wall, the dreams you've dreamed have all gone astray. The man that won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. More than the mill. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. Where's he gone to? Road gets rougher. It's lonelier and tougher with hope. Looking for the man that got away.
midnight, 1955, Judy Garland was in the hospital recovering from the birth of her son, Joe. Convinced that she would win Best Actress, NBC. But then, she didn't. Judy Garland's loss to Grace Kelly for The Country Girl. Stunning upsets. Performance. We'll walk through the development of Judy's reputation in Hollywood, how Grace's drastically differed, and why reality undercut expectations.
Out to three coins in the fountain. Here's Bob
Hope. George, present the next song. I'd like to introduce the man who dubbed Mario Lanza's voice in The Great Caruso, Mr. Jerry Lewis, right here.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very happy to be here this evening, and the Academy expressed their desire to have me sing a number, but unfortunately, throughout the course of 1954, there were no tunes that seemed to suit my voice written. So, we feel that we have a gentleman who is certainly suitable for the fifth nominated song, a very beautiful melody sung by my good partner, Mr. Dean Martin. Dean...
coins in a fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in a fountain,
which one will
shine. Just one wish will be granted. One heart's gonna wear a valentine. Make it mine.
Tell you, to present the next awards, I want to explain one thing before. We tried to get Frankie to come out here and sing From Here to Eternity, but I think for the people that don't know him too well, but the people that do will understand, because this man has always been a perfectionist. He's a great guy and a wonderful singer. But now, to present the next awards, we have a real triple threat music maker, an ace songwriter, top producer of musicals, and also an Academy Award winner himself. This is the wonderful Mr. Arthur Freed.
Make them laugh, make them laugh.
Nominees for the best scoring of a musical picture include Adolf Deutsch for The Bandwagon, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Ray Heindorf for Calamity Jane, Warner Brothers, Alfred Newman for Call Me Madam, 20th Century Fox, Frederick Hollander and Morris Stoloff for The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, Stanley Kramer, Columbia, and Andre Previn and Saul Chaplin for Kiss Me Kate, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The envelope, please. The winner is Alfred Newman for Call Me Madam.
I'm accepting this for Alfred Newman. I'm Sal Siegel.
Thank you. Well,
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee
I'm happy that you like the show.
years of hopes and dreams and overnight. I was born in a trunk in the Princess Theater in Pocatello, Idaho. It was a matinee on Friday, and they used was pink and amber coming from the footlights on the stage. When my dad carried me out there to say hello, they tell me that I stopped the show. World of dressing rooms and hotel rooms and waiting rooms and rooms behind the scenes. And I can't forget the endless rows of sleepless nights and eatless nights and nights without a nickel in my jeans. But it's all in the game and the way you play it, and you've gotta play the game. You know, when you're born in a trunk at the Prince in Pocatello.
Ben Mankiewicz, thanks for joining us tonight for 31 Days of Oscar. This year, we're pairing movies together each night in primetime. We just presented the 1937 version of A Star is Born. Up next, from Warner Brothers, the 1954 A Star is Born with Judy Garland and James Mason. The picture marked a comeback for Garland, who had not appeared on a movie screen in 4 years, although she top names in the business. The screenplay came from award-winning playwright Moss Hart. Future Oscar winner George Cukor came aboard to direct, and Ira Gershwin and Harold Arlen wrote the music and lyrics. Arlen had composed the music for The Wizard of Oz, which also, of course, starred Garland. Songs include two Garland standards, Born in a Trunk and The Man That Got Away. The story at the center of the film remained the same, a romance between an actress on her way up, played by Garland, and an actor on his way down, played by Mason. But the production is far more lavish than the original 1937 version. This version was Oscar-nominated for Best Actress, Best Actor, plus Art and Set Decoration, Costume Design, as well as for its music score and song, The Man That Got Away. In its original form, it ran about 3 hours, but after its initial engagement, Jack Warner ordered roughly 45 minutes cut from the picture. George Cukor, the director, was out of the country shooting another film, so he had no say in that process. Then many of those removed scenes were lost, the negatives melted by the studio to retrieve the film's silver content. Thankfully, a full soundtrack survived, and in 1983, after years of trying, film historian Ronald Haver led an effort to have the film restored as closely as possible to Cukor's intended cut. And that is the version you're about to see, but it does have a few production stills over the soundtrack where no film footage exists. From 1954, also with Jack Carson and Charles Bickford, the second of tonight's two versions of A Star is Born.
Unfolding, where we polish up the stars and mountains we move in a life where all the pleasures we will prove. It's a new world
see a new world for me. The tears have rolled off my cheek and fears fade away every time.
Born was nominated for 6 Oscars, including James Mason as Best Actor, Judy Garland as Best Actress. Garland received some of the best reviews of her career for the film, and it was widely assumed she would win her first Oscar. On the night of the ceremony, Garland was only a day removed from giving birth to her son, Joey, and she was recuperating in the hospital, so television crews came in to catch her reaction to winning the Oscar. Except Grace Kelly won for The Country Girl, and Garland, who could tell a story, loved to describe how the TV crew couldn't wait to pack up and get out. Groucho Marx later sent Garland a telegram. Dear Judy, it said, this is the biggest robbery since Brinks. Up next, a
it's
narrow
a
category.
New world I see. A new world for me. Tears have rolled off my cheek and fears fade away every time you speak. A new world, though we're in a tiny room. What a blossom and bloom, a new found promise, one that will last. So I'm holding on, and I'm holding fast. You brought a new world to me, and that it'll always, always be.
Star listed to appear on your program is Miss Vicki Lester. But we're all of us aware of the tragic circumstances which prevent Vicki Lester's appearance here tonight. It's with the deepest sympathy. Will you forgive me for a moment? Vicki Lester will appear tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, a star that shines bright and high. As you know, this program is being broadcast all over the world. Before you sing for us, I know that your millions of fans everywhere are hoping you'll say a few words to them. Won't you?
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Norman Maine. This is Mrs. Norman Maine.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.